Since that case of mad cow disease was discovered in Washington state a few weeks ago, Americans have learned a lot about how beef cattle are raised in the United States. In Japan, the Kobe beef cow is said to be treated almost like royalty to produce some of the best meat in the world. Reporter Brian Shee took a trip to see if this beef of all beefs is everything it's supposed to be.
The problem with chasing a legend is not that you won't catch it, especially when it's a dopey-looking heifer, but that you will. That's how the hunt for Kobe beef went. Legend has it that Kobe beef cows are fed beer and massaged to ease their stress. Some farmers leash them up and walk them like dogs, except dogs don't get a cool-down bath of sake afterwards. You get the idea. All this pampering supposedly leads to the world's most succulent cuts of beef, marbled with drippy fat that renders chewing optional. The meat simply dissolves in your mouth, like butter. But no butter in the world will dent your credit card like Kobe beef. In restaurants in Japan, the magical meat can run upwards of $200 for a palm-sized chunk. In markets and stores, the same cut is about $30. Fried up as a steak with some salt and pepper and a dash of sake, it's almost worth it. Certainly delicious, but is the legend true? Are there really pampered royal ruminants in the hinterlands of Japan? Shinji Ikeda works for the Agriculture and Fishery Promotion Division at the Kobe City office. We're winding through a mountain road on the way to a 600-head cattle farm in the Kobe countryside. He's explaining what it takes for Kobe beef to make the grade. To start with, official Kobe beef can only come from one species of cow, called Tajima, and only when it's raised in the environment of Hyogo Prefecture, of which Kobe City is the capital. If it's not a Tajima cow raised in Hyogo, it's not Kobe beef, says Ikeda. But that's not enough. Kobe beef has to meet even higher standards. Ranchers don't know if they have Kobe beef on their hands until they open up the animal and a specialist checks the color and marbling. Over 70% fat, and it's Kobe beef. Under that, it's something less. In other words, Kobe beef is not a type of cow, it's a brand name, and very few people know that, says Ikeda.
Everyone, of course, knows the name Kobe beef, but there are very few people that have actually eaten it. So naturally, there are only a very limited number of people who understand the standard of Kobe beef. It is almost understandable that Americans equate very delicious beef with Kobe beef. There is nothing we can really do about that.
We arrive at Kobe Farm, and frankly, there's nothing exotic going on here. No cow-sized kegs of beer or kimono-clad damsels waiting to rub the cattle with rice wine. It might be cleaner than your average ranch, and the truck's a little smaller. But otherwise, the cows pretty much look like cows, penned up and anxious for their next feeding. Takumi Ishida, the head of Kobe Farm, says that he's heard the rumors about Kobe beef, and not all of them are wishful thinking. For example, he says, Japanese cows are relatively weak, so ranchers do exercise them to build up an appetite and beef up, as it were. The animals need that for the crucial 6 months before slaughter, when the cows are mainly fed barley to fatten them up to standard. When they lose their appetite, a little bit of beer is given as an aperitif. Ishida says he's lucky if 40% of his cows yield Kobe beef. The only real secret, he says, is the particular mix of grain, hay, and corn that each rancher gives to his hungry herd. Ishida has also heard about the sake baths and massages.
We do wash them before shows, but we always use shampoo. Washing with sake doesn't make any sense. Even worse, it would make the cows sticky, and mosquitoes and flies would attack them. Sake, that's impossible. The cows would get drunk.
The exotica surrounding Kobe beef are a mix of the real, the mundane, and fanciful rural legend. But among Japanese, the gold standard isn't even Kobe beef. It's Matsuzaka beef, and it's rumored to come from a more purebred Japanese cow. It's from a completely different part of Japan, so that will have to be another trip. For NPR News, this is Brian Shee in Tokyo.